This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
God bless truckers, ladies and gentlemen. Everything you expect to see at the grocery store doesn't come from the grocery store. It comes from either a trucker, everything comes from a trucker, really. But of course, a lot of people think
or a van.
You know,
I mean, but somebody's driving it.
Farm, truck, grocery store. But unfortunately, a lot of people think, well, just food comes from the grocery store. Well, how does it get to the grocery store? Everything moves. And by the way, if
was that a quote from Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
Food comes from the grocery store.
You have to check
Didn't
out.
You know that?
I have a picture of Finn, the sheepadoodle that came with me to work today, and somebody wanted a photo, so I have it up on Facebook, and somebody just texted me, "Thanks for bringing Finn to work today. Every day should be bring your dog to work day. I'm sure you have booties on him for those balmy Fargo sidewalks to protect his paws." These are tough dogs. If they go on long walks with my wife, Maria, then they have the booties with me. Tough it out. You know, we're just going to go out there so you can, you know, that whole deal. But I do have Finny Boy here, so we're having a grand old time. But I also have a texter wanted to give a shout-out to truckers. Every day is a trucker day today. We're going to talk with Derek DePaul, who is an Alberta native living in North Dakota. He's going to be heading up the North Dakota contingency to the trucker convoy in Washington, D.C., and we're going to check back with a trucker that has been part of the protest up in Canada and find out what the latest is with, Pretty Boy Trudeau. Speaking of Facebook, did you see the photo of the meme I put up of what Trudeau thinks he looks like?
Yeah.
And it was Darth Vader?
Yeah.
What Trudeau thinks he looks like is Darth Vader, and then what he really looks like, and it's Rick Moranis
the toque.
In the Darth Vader hat.
Yeah, the Darth Vader hat. Yeah, Spaceballs, that's right. Yeah.
Check that out. Anyway, before we talk to our trucker friends, Fred and Wing wanted to get in here. And Fred, let's hear it. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just wondering, with the 2:22:22, I looked up a Bible verse about that. There's only one place in the Bible where those numbers line up, that 2:22:22, and that's in 2 Samuel. And in 2 Samuel, I mean, the rest of the verses don't have 22 verses or whatever, but here it is. And it was the time when David was sang a song of deliverance. And the actual verse, 2 Samuel 22, chapter 22 and verse 22 says, "For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was upright before him, and he gave myself, and I kept myself from the iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness." Now, I think that all of us could take a pretty good verse from that. I mean, David was at the end of his life. He had fought giants. Saul was now dead, wasn't pursuing him anymore. He had fought the Philistines and defeated them. Now he was singing this song of deliverance. I think that there will be a day when we're all going to sing a song of deliverance from God. But we have to stay, like verse 22 says, I have not wickedly departed from my God. So that's a pretty good verse. What do you think, Scott?
It's a pretty good verse. And there are many just like it. And thankfully we have you to give us a little reset and remind us of how important those words are, because they've survived the test of time. Fred, thank you. Enjoyed it. Fred and Wing. And, of course, yesterday was 2-22-22, so not inappropriate at all. That's for sure. Let's talk to some truckers, should we? We're joined on the program by Derek DePaul. He is leading the North Dakota contingency in the trucker convoy, and that is next week. Derek, how are you?
Terrific, with room for improvement. How are you doing?
I like that line.
I do. Yeah,
yeah, exactly right. Harold Yonker is here, too. And Harold is one of the truckers we caught up with during this situation in Ottawa and has been living it day in and day out. Harold, welcome back. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Trying to get things settled here back at home and get our business up and running again. But we're pretty confident that we're in good hands.
So how did it end for you in Ottawa?
Our police listened to our fearless leader and got a little violent with us. And at the end of the day, we figured, you know what? The only way we're going to stand our ground is if we get violent back to the police. And we didn't want to do that because that's bad press. And I think that's what he was trying to do, make our drivers react violently so that he could have an excuse to do what he did. But it backfired on him.
So... do you think the police in Canada really wanted to carry out those orders? How were they in interacting with you? How was law enforcement, man-to-man, nose-to-nose, how were they?
There was police that didn't want to be there. Definitely heard so many stories of the police walking away from the line. And I heard that some of them were arrested for not doing their so-called job. One young girl was crying behind her mask. Her gas mask. We seen tears in her eyes. So it was rough on them, but at the end of the day, they did have a choice, and they chose to listen to the government instead of to the people that they were that they've sworn to protect and serve.
So how did they tell you to leave? Did they say, "Hey, Harold, be gone, take that truck and drive away, or you're going to jail with us"? What did they do to you?
Or they impound it?
They impounded. I had 10 trucks up on Parliament Hill there, and two of them were impounded, towed, damaged, broken windows. They ripped off our beautiful signs. But, at the end of the day, we got a lot of our guys out. It was basically they wanted to stay right to the end, but the Canadian people were there trying to hold the police back, and they were begging our drivers to leave. Go away. Get your trucks out of here. We're holding the line for you. My one owner-operator had his truck stuck in the snow because he'd been there for a few days and for a few weeks, and there was about 20 people pushing him out before the police could get at them. It was a gong show.
Oh, my gosh. And all for what? All for, what you were portrayed to be doing, what you were, if you'd listened to Justin Trudeau to describe the scene versus what was actually the screen, it was night and day. The reality versus what he was describing, right? I mean, did you ever see anything by any of your fellow truckers that caused you to say, hey, you're giving them something to say about us, don't do that? Did you ever see any of that? Any of what he described?
No. I got a good friend of mine that was the leader of the one block where my trucks were in, and he stood on the steps. When the police got there, he was telling them, be calm, guys. It's okay, guys. Be calm. He was pulled down to the ground. Another truck driver had his hands up over his head, and they beat him with batons, and they actually didn't arrest him. They arrested his girlfriend to make him get angry, and it didn't work. There was two guys, and then a couple trucks down, one of our friends that's his truck was impounded as well. Same thing. They beat him. They didn't arrest him. They arrested his girlfriend. Well, what a perfect way to get a man angry by assaulting or picking on your loved one, right? Your wife or your girlfriend.
Tactics.
And it actually backfired, and it's disgusting that they did this.
Yeah, incredible. Do you see what could be waiting for you in Washington, D.C., Derek? Any of this dissuading you at all?
Nope, not at all. We've definitely kept that in the back of our minds.
What is your reaction as an Alberta native living in North Dakota and getting ready for the U.S. trucker convoy from hearing what Harold's saying?
Well, I'm happy to hear that, like I said in the last interview, I'm happy to hear that Canada's doing something and standing up for this. We're a little late to the party, but we're excited to get going and start making sure that everything gets cleared up down here as well.
I want to hear details on the U.S. version of this. And, Harold, before we're done, I want to just talk about what you see in the way of a victory from this, because we were all truckers through this entire endeavor that you you were part of and lived. And I hope that there is a awakening of some sort that happens as a result of this. More from these two truckers after this than What's on Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. I want you to know that the oil and gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It does. Every road, every bridge, every water project. I'm telling you, folks, the economic engine of North Dakota is agriculture and energy. And if you take a look and say, okay, Western North Dakota county by county, what's happening in the way of energy development, oil and gas industry, and how that ripples across every corner of the state is pretty amazing. It is. So it's a great alliance. A lot happening. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. 21 past the hour. Talking to two trucker heroes here today on the program. One ready to begin a convoy. One just wrapping one up. So fascinating to hear about this. Derek DePauw, Alberta native living in North Dakota. Give us the 411 on the U.S. trucker convoy in North Dakota's send-off for you. When is this going to happen? Where? Give us a quick run-through, and we'll talk more with Harold DePauw about some counsel on what you can probably face when you get to Washington, D.C., because I see Say It Ain't So Joe is putting up a fence. They're now worried about truckers coming to town. They need a fence around the U.S. Capitol. You can't make it up. But what's the plan on your departure from North Dakota?
We're looking at March 3rd, leaving Minot at 10 a.m. And then Bismarck will be leaving by 1 p.m. and then stopping in Fargo at the Petro around 5. But as for the fence, I think you forgot to mention they've also been putting city trucks and stuff like that at every entrance going in towards the Capitol as well to block it all off.
Yeah, so evidently Joe Biden is consulting and Nancy Pelosi are consulting with Justin Trudeau on how to, deal with people actually expressing their First Amendment rights, you know.
Yeah, they're all over this, but January 6th, a little over a year ago, not a clue, but we got this under control.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, exactly right. How many people do you anticipate participating from North Dakota in the convoy to D.C.? Derek, any idea?
Right now, today I've got about a dozen or so. We're still a week out before we head out, and then I'm getting people calling me every day to let me know that they're coming on board. So we're expanding, but I have no idea what the numbers are going to be by the time we get there.
How do you communicate? How are you connecting? Are you any kind of a website set up? Or are you just having people call you? I mean, how are you organizing this?
Well, we've got coordinators that have a website set up for people to register and such like that, and they let us know, okay, what state are you in, and their contact information so that we can reach out or vice versa. But mainly what I've been doing is just focusing on between Facebook, Telegram, and radio stations like yourself.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, and I hope the send-off in Minot at 10 a.m. on the 3rd, as well as the stop in Bismarck at 1. Where are you doing in Bismarck again at 1 o'clock?
We're leaving Bismarck by 1. We'll be there around noon at the Staymart truck stop there.
All right, Staymart out on 94 by the where the expressway starts there, and then Fargo 5 p.m. at the Petro.
I did see a flyer on Facebook, too, about if you want to go into any of the overpasses and cheer these guys and gals on. Always peaceful, of course, but they're welcoming any overpasses to be filled with cheering crowds. So
yeah, let's have a good North Dakota send-off. How do folks get a hold of you that want to join this convoy, the North Dakota Freedom Convoy to D.C., Derek?
Well, the easiest way to do it is to go onto our website is greatamericanpatriotproject.org. That would be the easiest, and then also our Facebook page, American Freedom Convoy.
All right, there's two ways to do it. GreatAmericanPatriotProject.com is the website, is that right?
.org,
okay. And then the Facebook page is what?
American Freedom Convoy.
American Freedom Convoy, okay, good ways to connect. Now, I want to get to what you hope to accomplish, what you'll do once you get to Washington, D.C., but before I do that, Harold, tell me a little bit. Harold Yonker is a Canadian trucker, had 10 trucks at the protest in Ottawa. Did this do what you wanted it to do? Harold, did you succeed?
At the end of the day, we exceeded our expectation. Yes, we didn't get the mandates and the lockdowns lifted up, but we woke up the world, and we woke up Canada, and we woke up it across the world, and that was what was so humbling and awe-inspiring was the fact that for 2 years, our world's been oppressed, and they wanted joy. When we got to Ottawa, it was a gong show. The police parked us where we were booked to park legally and worked with us And at the same time, we ended up with, you know, with a bunch of people all parked there, a little confused at what was going on. But at the end of the day, things got settled down after the first week, and we enjoyed a time with Canadians that has never been experienced in Canada, in the capital. And that's where our prime minister and his minions got afraid when they realized that, wow, these people are peaceful. They're having parties on the street, and they're having a good time. That's dangerous. We need to get rid of the bouncy castles. I was disappointed in the fact that I didn't get to enjoy the hockey tournament that was organized, football hockey.
Yeah, and, bouncy houses and pickup hockey games sound like violence to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible group of terrorists.
Just screams terrible. Yeah. Is there anything you would do different, Harold?
The only thing I would do different is be a little bit more organized at the beginning. But in all defense of the organizers, my first stop was in Fort Erie. When I pulled into that truck stop, and I had an hour to count who was all there. I didn't have time to. The next stop, same thing. You pulled in there. My third stop was in Hamilton, and I said to the police officer that was escorting us into that third pickup, the third stop, and he asked me, "How many trucks do you have? How many vehicles do you have?" And I'm like, "I have no idea." So that was the only thing that was I regretted, was not being able to get a phone number and a name of every single person that signed up at the beginning. But we worked through that through the last 3 weeks, and I still have people texting me today, but I don't know who they are yet. And that's one thing I would advise Derek, really work hard on, you know, everybody that you contact, get their name and the faces that I'll have in my memory will last a lifetime. So take the time to be a little bit more organized than we were at the beginning. But it's going to be tough because, like he just said, he goes, "I know I got this many people coming, but they're going to keep coming." And we awoke a beast. We poked a beast in the eye, just like Donald Trump did when he talked to the summit there. I can't remember the name of that, the Davos summit. And there's a power at work bigger than COVID that we poked.
It's the reminder of freedom is what it is. It's the reminder of freedom, and we shouldn't have to remind anybody about the power of freedom, but you guys did. You reminded people about freedom and taking a stand. We're going to just ask you to hold on for a little bit because some listeners want you to repeat, Derek, where you're going to be in North Dakota again, and we'll wrap up with Harold and Derek. Two great truckers when we come back. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death, number two, controls your estate, and number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on Lust on Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Kevin, I'm pretty sure that February, where we live, is often going to be cold. There's going to be snow.
Yes.
There's going to be wind.
Affirmative.
Is this crazy talk?
I concur.
So if we know this is going to be a thing, you know the thing? Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that you have a release valve that keeps you happy and healthy through any winter.
I won't do winter without a hot spring spa. I'm just saying, I couldn't do it. I won't do it. I'm spoiled. I'm not doing it. I gotta have it.
Hot spring spa and pool tables too, ladies and gentlemen. The spas are amazing. The saunas are life-changing. Winter is not going anywhere.
The customer service is phenomenal with the Hot Springs folks. They're amazing.
Well, they have the VIP service. Well, they'll literally come over once a month and do everything. You don't touch a thing. Once a week, once a month, whatever you need. But the maintenance, the ownership experience on a Hot Springs spa is incredible anyway. Just talk to people who have one.
Yeah.
Like Scott and Kevin here, and the sauna, and what the difference that makes for your immune system, your wellness, but your mental health. I mean, winter is tough, and you wish for cold weather when you have a sauna and a hot tub. You really do.
Love it.
It's great. So anyway, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Grand Forks, West Fargo, next to Spitfire. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, John Lee from the Bismarck School Board in just a moment. But before, I want to finish with Derek DePaul, who is leading the North Dakota Trucker Convoy. GreatAmericanPatriotProject.org has all the details and their Facebook page as well. One more time on the Facebook page, Derek.
American Freedom Convoy.
And a listener has said, please ask the truckers to repeat the stops in North Dakota again. When should people be there to greet you next week on the 3rd?
Starting at Shots Crossroads in Minot at between 9 and 10. And then Bismarck will be noon to 1 at Staymart Travel Center. And then Fargo will be 5 to 6 at the Petro on 45th Street.
All right. There you go. All the details. You heard some good advice today from our other trucker friend here, Harold, who's been there, done that. One of the questions that I've seen come up about Ottawa, I'll ask you about this first, Harold, then we'll talk about the plan in D.C. with Derek, is, you know, blocking the roads is never a good idea, whether it be, you know, first responders needing to get in or just irritating the locals or whatever. There was coordination on that front up there, yet there still ended up being so many people that roads were blocked, correct?
One time there was some roads that were blocked, but we, as an organization, we worked hard to work with the police to make sure people could still get through. And what's so amazing and kind of funny is when we got pushed out brutally by the police, a Ottawa is now more in a lockdown than when we were there. The Ottawa citizens are being asked where they're walking to. Can we see ID? Why are you here? Whereas before, we came there, and while we were there, there was still freedom. It's pretty amazing how our government has made it worse for the residents and the businesses than when we were there. So definitely work with the police as much as you can and respect the laws, but at the same time, try to ignore the gong show that's going to happen. And it's going to be pretty tough to keep everything clear on what's true and what's not. But, yeah, the media has a role in this. And in Canada, they definitely failed. But at the same time, the truth does prevail, and peace and love is what this world is looking for. And I think the truck drivers can bring that to any city they go to, because that's what we do enjoy. We've been used to abuse from the public when we're traveling on the roads, because we are slower. We do get the number one middle finger a lot, because we do have to slow people down to get through an intersection sometime. So I think truck drivers are patient people, and they can take a lot of abuse, but keep it peaceful, and, you know, whenever you can, lead with prayer and your national anthem, and you will win.
Great advice. Texter says, gong show after the first week, and I love it. A true Canadian dude, eh? He and I share a love of the phrase gong show. We know a gong show when we see one. You know, it's Chuck Barris and the big old gong. You know, that's a good description. Okay, Derek, what do you want to accomplish in Washington, D.C.? What is the plan?
Well, we're going to Washington with the same objectives as I'm sure Canada had, with trying to get everything restored to the way things were before, with between freedom and rights and liberties and such like that. We also are going to do whatever we can to make sure that there is something put either in the Constitution, a constitutional amendment, or whatever the case is needed to ensure that the government no longer has that overreach ever again. The people are sovereign to themselves. They have the right to choose what is injected into their bodies, their medical procedures, and so forth. The government has no authority over that, and we are going to do whatever we can to make sure that remains for future freedom and for our children and such.
Good for you. And some people are worried that this is a setup. One texter says, January 6, 2.0, the American Trucker Convoy, it's a total setup. What would you say to that?
I would venture to say that this is probably going to make January 6 look like a playground compared in regards to the number of false flags that are probably going to come up. I strongly urge people to, check with the mainstream media, see what they're saying, but pay attention to all those who are live streaming on the ground with their phones. That is where you're going to find your truth as to exactly what is going on. As the same as in Canada, you know, you've got the mainstream media parroting whatever Trudeau tells them to say and do, and then you've got the live footage that everyone's got a camera on their phone, so they can't hide it. And so I encourage people to look at the mainstream media, see what they're doing, see what they're saying, lies or not, doesn't matter, but pay closer attention to what is actually happening on the ground from people that are actually there.
Derek, just one thing. I did a search on Facebook for American Freedom Convoy. Couldn't find the page. American Freedom Trucker Convoy, couldn't find it. There's a American Freedom Convoy 2022 support page that has about 720 likes on it. So I don't know if they took it down already. But
give us the correct address there, the Facebook tag.
We have it listed up, I guess, at Midwest Freedom Convoy to D.C., and in brackets, American Freedom Convoy. That was my mistake.
Okay. All right, got it. And the website, again, greatamericanpatriotproject.org. And, again, he gave you where they'll be March 3rd, Minot, Schatz, Bismarck. As well, at what time do we stay in Bismarck at the 40, at the 94?
Stay marked on 94 there, noon to 1. And then Fargo at the Petro on 45th from 5 to 6.
Got it. All right. Well, we gave it to you several times there. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Derek, we're going to stay in touch. You'll be our truth meter for what's happening on the convoy to D.C. next week. So thank you for that. And, Harold, thanks for a job well done. We'll stay in touch along with all those other good folks you met in D.C., okay?
All right. I appreciate that. Definitely the support has been huge, and talking to people that are wanting to bring the truth is so refreshing. So appreciate what you have done, and I'll ask you to text me what you all told us about which Facebook and that. I couldn't keep up with all the information, but looking forward to seeing it start there, and thankful that we can still be part of it in while we're sitting in our warm houses with our families again.
Good for you. Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Derek. God bless you both, and we will text you, Harold, and Kevin Flynn's going to put the link to both of these up on our Facebook page, so you've got that as well.
Yep.
We're on it. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. You bet. See you guys. Take care. All right, our next guest here at 19 before the hour, Bismarck Public School Board President John Lee. We're going to dig in a little bit to a call that we had last week from a grandmother in Bismarck who was concerned about things she was hearing firsthand from students. The Bismarck public school system has since put out a statement saying that those rumors were not true, and we're all about the truth here, so we want to get to that. John, thanks for taking some time for us today. How are you?
Great to be with you, Scott. And I just want to say one thing, you know, God bless our truckers. They're not a want, they're a need, and that's not lost on me.
Yeah, you aren't a kid. And this has been a good wake-up call on a lot of fronts, but one of them is realizing the power of the truckers and what they do and what they bring to us. So, well said.
For sure.
Tell us. You've heard the caller, and you've talked to the administration officials and the officials on the ground. I've heard some, you know, distinctions about, well, it wasn't a wedding, but it was a going-away party, and, you know, that sort of didn't change some of the material concerns of the grandmother. But what was truth and what was not so factual that we need to clear up from that call?
Yeah, you know, I actually saw a tweet that you retweeted the other day recently by Father Larry Richards that consider how small a fire can set a huge forest ablaze. And this is kind of one of those types of things. It's hard to disseminate truth from fiction. But what I did do is ask Dr. Hornbacher to investigate this issue more thoroughly. The statement that we had a statement that came out Friday shortly after the call, and I would say we were in the trust phase, trusting our people and the story coming out from our building and our administrator and our teachers, and now we are in the verify phase. I think that's a healthy model to follow. So I was briefed last night. Dr. Hornbacher spent most of his day yesterday investigating, and from what I know, not much has changed as far as concrete verifiable information from last Friday. Every indication up until right now is that it was a going-away party, and there were no malicious intention by adults to make it anything but that. So I guess how I felt, Scott, about this is, you know, sometimes where there's smoke, there's probably fire, and I do think, you know, that the kids that were involved maybe spread a different narrative on social media or with their peers at the school.
You know, what's interesting, we also heard yesterday from some folks who said the students received the same message that came. As you said, I guess it was a case of a statement being put out that was, you know, okay, we asked a couple questions and we just trust that we got the right answers. But that email blast saying, hey, that wasn't true and it was a rumor, has prompted some additional input from the students themselves. So it sounds like we're a ways away from being able to say, here's exactly happened and what happened and why. And like you say, that's a good thing. Get to the bottom of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I did question that message go out to students. I was sitting next to my son in the living room when he got it on his phone. It was not supposed to happen. And talking with administration, I don't like excuses, but they said it was a glitch. I trust that. They're fixing the glitch, but it should have never went out to students. That's something the parents should have the opportunity to talk with their kids before they see a message from
More from John Lee coming up. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary Difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, MNDFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-price fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size thong pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
PetroServe USA, lowest price fuel around. And if you notice, sometimes you see a PetroServe USA with the Marathon lights, sometimes with the Senex lights, sometimes just a PetroServe USA banner out front, canopy. You know why that is? Cam, you know why they have three different sources of fuel?
I would imagine pricing.
They get the lowest price for you. Isn't it nice?
Bing, 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 bing.
Exactly right. It's what we love about PetroServe USA. That and the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience lasagna on NP Avenue today. Shepherd's pie from Glendon's PetroServe USA. Tater Tot hot dish in Yulin. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish. You can't make it up. Or Swedish meatballs. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Valley City. Your choice of lasagna or Swedish meatballs. 10 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with the school board president in Bismarck, John Lee. Let me just ask you this from a generic standpoint, less about the call that we got and the response to it, but more generically. Would it be okay, in your mind, John, as a parent, and in this case a school board member, for a middle school event to recognize two middle school age girls who identify evidently as having a certain sexuality that are attracted to the same sex to be recognized in some way, either at lunch or in the classroom or whether it's going away party or whatever. I mean, I have a hard time wrapping my mind around that from the standpoint of, as the parent of one of those two children, are they aware that that's happening in the school? As a parent of a student that's outside that, seeing that happen, I don't want to get into specifics on this case because you've done a good job of saying that is being investigated, trying to get to the bottom of it. But would that ever be okay without some sort of parental notification?
Well, no. I don't think. Here's how I feel. I think we all feel that if it's something that's not done for everybody, we probably shouldn't do it for anybody, right? Even the going away party itself, I just have a hard time questioning that it didn't come from a heart that cares, a teacher who has a relationship with these kids and cares. But that's not standard protocol if a child is leaving or moving out of the district or for whatever reason to have a going away party in a classroom at the school over the lunch hour. So it's just trying to set the expectations for the district that we have to be careful with those types of things. We're not, one thing the caller said that resonated with me is we're not in the having a going away party business. We're in the education business, so we need to kind of draw it back a little.
Yeah, and I so easy from the cheap seats to just say you ought to do this, you ought to do that. I mean, the idea that a middle school student, period, is so overtly, talking about their sexuality is just so different from the world that I grew up in, so I can't begin to understand it. But I also understand, teachers have to have empathy, they have to have a heart, and when I hear stories as that grandmother also talked about it, high school kids identifying as furries and walking around all four, I go, what is happening in this world? And I know that's not just Bismarck. That's in many other places. What do you do about that?
It is, and so we have addressed that. I never thought I'd see the day where you have to address some kids wearing tails or ears or things like that. But what it is, Scott, is it's a costume, right? And we do have costume policies that outside of Halloween or specially designated days, you're not allowed to wear costumes. And I think all of our secondary principals are on the same page with that, that can't be going on. But, again, I don't think it was something every day. But it generally is a group of students that decide to do this or that on a certain day. And it's so different than the world we grew up in. But we still have to kind of, as the adults in the room, navigate this for them and set expectations of what's appropriate and what's not.
Texter, emailer rather, says, please ask Mr. Lee about students identifying as animals. I know for a fact there are two individuals at Legacy High School that identify as cats. This is disruptive to the other students and should not be accepted as normal behavior, says the texter.
I agree. I mean, what do you do with that, Scott? I guess if you identify as a cat, my message would be, well, I'm sorry you can't go to school here because we actually educate human beings. So I don't know. I mean, it gets kind of crazy. And, again, these are things that are thrown about. I can't seriously put my mind around someone identifying as an animal or if that's even true, but I guess that's where we're at as a society.
Somebody else asked us to ask if there was a separate message sent to students than were sent to parents about the incident we talked about earlier. They're claiming that the message to students said, don't talk about this. It was a different message and went out, was it?
not that was on my son's phone, and I haven't heard anything like that. It was the students, and I don't know if it was all students either. They were unsure of that because of this glitch, but it was the same message that was sent to parents.
Got it. Yeah, so I appreciate that as well. John, I appreciate very much you coming on today and talking about this, and would like to keep the door open to do other versions of this once we get to the bottom of what that call triggered and the investigation. I'm glad to hear that Superintendent Hornbacher is leaning into this and trying to get to the bottom of it. We've not had the best response rate from him or the administration on questions that have come up from the past, but there's always a new day. So glad you're doing this on behalf of the parents, on behalf of the school district, on behalf of education in Bismarck to lean into this a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. I appreciate you.
You bet. John Lee, Bismarck School Board President. Facts are what we're about here, folks. So sometimes tiny little fires become an inferno. That happens. Todd is off in Mesa for the whole week. Kevin, you and I are toughing out in this weather, but we need to tell you.
All good.
He probably drove down there in one of his nice rides in Schwann.
Schwann Buick GMC.
Yeah, exactly right. So,
or at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Check out that flag. You'll find your way to Schwann's. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibit. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.